How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Teresa Ferguson, co-director of Intimate Life Ministries.
I love that joke that they still tell a lot of times. You know, the man said when they got married, I love you, and if it ever changes, I'll let you know. Well, we know, ladies, that we need to hear our husbands' verbalized expressions of love all day, every day, you know, moment by moment. So do our children. So do those people around us, that they need to hear expressions of love. We need to sense it by touch, by feel, by cuddles, by verbalized expressions of love. So everyone needs it. They just may not be as comfortable expressing it.
Teresa Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
Welcome, and thanks for joining us for the Friday edition of Great Commandment Radio. How-tos for loving God and loving others, living out the greatest of all the commandments. Hosted by David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Let me take you back to your childhood. Do you remember the story of a short tax collector who climbed a tree? Did you know you have something in common with Zacchaeus? Well, on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio, you'll learn how, along with Zacchaeus, you can give thanks to God that He doesn't relate to you according to your behavior. God looks past our deeds to meet us at our point of needs. That's coming up on today's edition of Great Commandment Radio. Experience how your gratefulness for that realization can empower your ability to give grace, even to your kids. Here are Teresa and David Ferguson.
Great to have you with us today. Parents, we're going to be talking about Zacchaeus today, and I'm sure you're going to say, now, how can Zacchaeus teach me to be a good parent? I mean, you think about...
You know, the reason I think that's true, Teresa, is, you know, I just don't know anybody down the street named Zacchaeus. You know what I mean? I mean, you read about these Bible characters, and you're thinking, okay, the guy's name's Zacchaeus. And so today, how about this? I guess God wouldn't mind. Let's call him old Zach.
Okay.
This is Zach.
Zach. We'll call him Zach.
Because we've got a grandson named Zachary, okay. So let's just call him Zach,
all right.
You know?
All right. So, audience, we're going to be talking about Zach Man today. And if you can believe that you can learn something about being a parent from a short, crooked tax collector, well, we have some news for you. Just think about Zacchaeus, the Zach Man, as we tell his story again. Remember, what did Zacchaeus come away from that day was a spirit of gratefulness. And so that's what we want you as parents to come away with, a spirit of gratefulness and how you can be more confident to help you with your parenting skills.
So this is the Zacchaeus principle or the Zach principle today.
Yeah.
You see, we're going to be explaining how it is that God doesn't relate to you and I on the basis of our behavior. He relates to us on the basis of our needs. Beautiful Bible verse that talks about He has demonstrated His love toward us. In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You see, all week long, we've been discussing what it means to be an empowered parent, adequate and competent. And one of the things that that means is that you and I have the opportunity, as we're going to explore today, to actually find that we are privileged to know our children so well that we can, are you ready for this? Look beyond their faults and meet their needs. Isn't that what God has done for you? Doesn't He look beyond your faults and meet you at your point of needs? That's part of what empowered parenting can become.
All right, let's talk real practically to people today. You know, let me give you a recap. In fact, we've talked about all week about behaviors, about thinking and feeling. And as we look at Zacchaeus, let's think about his story as far as behaviors and thinking and feeling goes. What were some of his behaviors? He was a thief, right? We know he stole from the people. He stole from them for their taxes. And then what was he thinking? You know, with a wee little man, he must have been thinking, nobody likes me. And then a feeling of aloneness, maybe some insecurity, and even some condemnation because of his behaviors.
You know, Teresa, as we picture a little Zacchaeus, the Bible does say he was small of stature. So we have this little person, maybe a little insecure. And as you've said, he's kind of a lying, cheating thief. Tax collector ripping people off, and he's up in a tree, climbs up this tree so he could see Jesus. And the Bible story is very important because when Christ stops and he looks up at Zacchaeus, very important what Jesus does not do.
He doesn't stand there and shake his finger at him.
He doesn't say to him, you lying, cheating thief, stop it. What he does do gives us great insight into maybe some of Zac's needs. The Bible records he actually says to him, hurry on down. I'm going to your house today. And that day, that was the most accepting thing you could do, to enter into this person's home, to have a meal with them, to eat out of the same bowls, to break bread with them. And so what was happening is Christ was giving us a wonderful insight into the Zacchaeus principle, learning to look beyond faults and minister to needs. You know, as we get ready to go to break, why don't you take a moment to just think about a time maybe recently or in the past when your behavior was a little less than perfect, wrong, inappropriate. You've not kept a promise. You've become irritated or angry. A time when you in some way, you've blown it. Now, as we go to break, as you remember that time, what were you feeling? What were you thinking? But most importantly, what were you needing? It might have been exactly some of what Zacchaeus was needing.
David and Teresa Ferguson. On this Friday, we want to give you one more shot at downloading our top 10 needs list at greatcommandment.net. That's greatcommandment.net. Visit there and look for the top 10 needs list, today's free download from Great Commandment Radio. And while you're there, pick up the book and workbook, even the media series, Parenting with Intimacy. Parenting with Intimacy. Resources for families of all ages and stages, especially single parent families. If you are head of a single parent household, you will love this resource, Parenting with Intimacy. Find out more at greatcommandment.net or call our toll free number, 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. More tips for empowered parenting next on Great Commandment Radio. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. Took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008.
We have a God, 2 Corinthians 1 says, who is the God of all comfort.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
He's always compassionate. To give comfort is to hurt with. Did you know that God at times hurts with you? You may be going through pain and disappointment, trauma and tragedy, even today. Losses in your life. Did you know that you have a God who hurts with you as He sees you going through some of the trials and traumas of your life?
He's not so removed he doesn't notice. He's not so much God that he doesn't care. He hurts with you.
For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now you can host a Great Commandment Weekend workshop in your church and community, where participants will really experience Scripture within their own relationships as led by an Intimate Life Ministries trainer. Each workshop focuses on a specific type of relationship, such as marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships. At the workshop, you'll explore and become better equipped in God's antidote to the first human crisis, removing aloneness. All participants experience Scripture lived out in their relationship with God and others, especially their nearest ones. And all participants are challenged to ask a different question concerning their closest relationships. What should God be receiving from this relationship? For information on weekend workshops you can host on marriage, parenting, or single adult friendships, go to our website at greatcommandment.net, greatcommandment.net. Or call toll-free 1-800-881-8008. Welcome back to Great Commandment Radio with David and Teresa Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries. This week our focus, Empowered Parenting. It's from our resource, Parenting with Intimacy. We'll tell you more about that later on in today's program. You may know the story of Zacchaeus by heart, but have you experienced the meaning of that story, its implication for you in your heart?
Some of you have heard us in our ministry focus a lot on what we call the Zacchaeus principle out of Luke 19. And we love to focus upon that because it so illustrates that here we've got this tax collector, Zacchaeus, sold out to his own people, collecting taxes here, and apparently, he lies, he cheats, he steals from people, he hears Christ is coming to town, climbs up in that tree, and yet that illustrates for us the kind of people we're going to find laying beside the road all around us. We're going to find people lying, cheating, stealing. We're going to find them there after compromise, after failure, after sin. We're going to find them in their deeds, whether it's our own children, whether it's our spouse, whether it's friends, coworkers. We're going to first oftentimes be tempted to react to their behaviors. What I think you'll find is that critically important in that Luke 19 account is Christ being able to say to Zacchaeus, "Hurry on down, for I'm going to your house today." In that day, the most loving, accepting thing you could do would be enter into that person's home and break bread with them, to eat out of the same bowls with them. It's what got Christ in so much trouble that he would actually be called a friend of sinners. And yet the miracle of it is insightfully significant. Because we can almost react. You see, I think one of the fears that we have about not addressing people's behaviors and ministering to their needs, one of the fears we have is that their behaviors will never change. Their behaviors will never get addressed. And this is a beautiful illustration in Luke 19 that we need not fear that. Christ looking up in this tree, is it not true he knew Zacchaeus was a lying, cheating thief? But he didn't say anything about it. Hurry on down, I'm going to your house today. Could I suggest to you, I think one of the most powerful evidences of the Holy Spirit's work in our life at times is to know things about people and not say anything. To not say anything. Jesus knew about Zacchaeus' lying, cheating, stealing, but he didn't say anything. Instead, he ministered to his need for acceptance. Hurry on down, I'm going to your house today. But how about his behavior? You see, we don't need to fear about behaviors changing, because right out of that story, we find that the power of grace does what it will do, because the Bible says that Zacchaeus' behaviors begin to what? They begin to change.
We've been talking about the story of Zacchaeus. And remember, this story of Zacchaeus is revolutionary to our lives because Christ is revealed as a knowing God, knowing Zacchaeus so intimately, knowing him at his point of need, the need for acceptance. You know, it's revolutionary because I know in my own life, lots of times God has humbled me and I felt grateful. as I reflected on how he's accepted me, when I, like Zacchaeus, I seem to confess the same sin maybe over and over and over again. I don't know if you ever do that, but sometimes I seem to be confessing the same thing over and over and over again. And God continues to love and accept me, even if that change doesn't occur as quickly as I'd like it to, that God continues to open out his arms and not stand at the base of the tree and shake his finger at me, but he continues to accept me.
You know, Teresa, as we reflect just on the fact that we are all like Zacchaeus at times, and we do blow it and fail and let people down, let him down. You know, I just look back on the pattern in my own life of being late all the time. You know, I mean,
yeah,
that was,
I know.
You do know that,
I do
don't
know.
You?
I think I have witnessed it a couple of times.
And, you know, Christ was so patient with me.
When
and,
I wasn't sometimes.
But most of the time, you were too. You were very
well,
accepting,
you.
Very
thank
gracious.
You.
And I think that sense of even the Christ in you looking beyond that fault in me and accepting me, just like Christ did with Zacchaeus, was a real powerful way you loved me.
Well, this is great, David, and we're talking about us. And as we're talking about us, this is all well and good. But how's this supposed to help parents out there that are trying to be a good parent?
And I think that's the connection we want to make. And I hope you're sensing it as we talk about looking beyond the faults and ministering to the needs. Because, as I just mentioned, there was that sense of acceptance from Christ and from you, Teresa, it might be late all the time. God seemed to begin to produce some changes. You know, about 10 years ago, I began to say, you know, this is really disrespectful the way I keep people waiting on me. And God began to make those changes. It was a little bit like the Zacchaeus principle. You know, over dinner, he cries out, half of all I have, I give to the poor. Anybody I've stolen from, I give back fourfold. His behavior start changing. It was beautiful to see that happen in my own life. My behaviors begin to change. And now, I love to say this on the air too, I'm almost as good as you are at being on time, girl.
Almost.
That's right. God is producing some changes. But again, as you said, what does this have to do with parenting? Well, one little illustration. You know, with these grandchildren of ours, we were making our way from the airport back home not too long ago. And you know, some of the grandchildren and the daughter had picked us up in the airport. And I'm sitting in the back with little Zachary, and he's got his arms full and his backpack full of these things called transformers. I mean, we've got trucks and airplanes and guns, and if you twist them just the right way, they turn into robots and all kinds of things. And he's got them, but he's lost one of them somewhere in the car.
Oh, yes, that fatal one.
That one you just got to have. So there he sits with an armload of them, and he can't find one. So he's just, he won't sit still. He won't stay in the car seat. He won't keep himself buckled up. And so I'm looking at this inappropriate behavior. He needs to sit down. He needs to buckle up. And I was about to miss the fact that Zachary has a security need. I mean, things have to be in place. We've lost a transformer, and it must be found.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was helpful for me at that moment, rather than to react to his behavior, to actually come alongside. You know what I did? I started helping look for the transformer. Found the transformer. His behavior changed.
Mm-hmm.
Now he sits down, buckles up. I almost missed that one. I could have so easily disciplined his behavior, even though it was inappropriate, rather than coming alongside and meeting him in his point of need. How about you? Are there some behaviors in the lives of your children that could benefit from you coming alongside and meeting them at their point of need?
I was reflecting on this principle, David, and I remember a time when I missed it. I remember when Eric was a little boy, and he would come up to me, and he needed my attention, and he'd come up to me, and he'd say, Mom, what can I do? You know, being the third kid, sometimes he got kind of shoved off the plate or didn't even get on the plate sometimes. Mm-hmm. And he'd say, Mom, what can I do? And I'd give him a suggestion. He'd say, no, Mom, what can I do? And I'd tell him something else, and that never did hit his target. And I got so frustrated at him because he wouldn't take my suggestions. What I know now in looking back and understanding these needs, what Eric needed me to do was go play with him.
He needed attention.
He needed my attention. Being the third child, sometimes falling off the plate, he needed my attention. So it wasn't so much my ideas as he wanted me to come and be with him. I'm so glad that God, Christ, knows us at the point of that need, and he meets us at the point of that need, and he's not like me and looks at me and then walks away. Before we go to the break, reflect on your own ability to see the relational needs beneath your child's deeds. Do you only see their behavior? Do you have any idea what your child might be thinking or feeling? Do you have any sensitivity as to what their world's like? Are the stresses they face today, they're so much different than the ones we face. Perhaps you'll want to ask the Lord to sensitize your heart so that you can really grow to know your child.
And Teresa, in our closing segment, I'm going to be sharing a little meditation that may help sensitize your heart. I know it has helped mine. My heart just doesn't naturally be moved toward meeting needs. There's something inside of me that kind of wants to be moved to correct the misbehavior. So after the break, we hope you'll join us for this closing meditation on how we can be sensitized in our hearts through understanding the Zacchaeus principle. Thanks for joining us today. And be sure to visit greatcommandment.net. Download the free downloads about needs and all kinds of things that'll be helpful to you. And also the Parenting with Intimacy book. In fact, there's an entire video course with leader's guides. You could conduct it in your church. Part of the heart of Great Commandment Radio is to see more ongoing marriage and family ministry across the country. How about you? Would there be some of you that you would sense God might want to put on your heart a burden to help others become the parents that God would have them to be?
David and Teresa Ferguson, they'll be back in our final segment coming up on Great Commandment Radio to learn more about looking beyond deeds to minister to needs, which will produce a change in behavior, just like it did for Zacchaeus. Order our resource, Parenting with Intimacy. At least receive today's free download. It's a list of the top 10 needs we all have. The top 10 needs list, or Parenting with Intimacy, and much, much more, including our Great Commandment network of churches. There may be a church near you. Go to greatcommandment.net. GreatCommandment.net or call us toll free 1-800-881-8008. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio as we experience the how-tos for loving God and loving others. We want to take a minute to answer a question you may have. Who and what is Intimate Life Ministries?
One of the burdens of our ministry is to help people get beyond sharing with them what to do and equip them in how to do it.
Intimate Life Ministries is a training and resource ministry whose purpose is to assist in the development of Great Commandment Ministries worldwide.
That's one of the keys of our ministry, is that we must come to experience biblical truth. We must move beyond simply knowing about it. We must come to experience it.
Perhaps we can be of service to you or your church or denomination. Contact us at 1-800-881-8008. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-881-8008 or through the web at greatcommandment.net. greatcommandment.net.
God has been a God who's blessed you abundantly.
How-tos for loving God and loving others. Time for Intimate Moments with Dr. David Ferguson of Intimate Life Ministries.
He's not only given you Jesus, but as he's given you Jesus, he's blessed you in countless ways. During the course of this week, he has accepted you at times. Is that not right? When you've been failing and struggling, he just loved you anyway. He at times has affirmed you in the quietness maybe of your devotional time or during a time of worship. He's just kind of whispered to you, "You're my beloved child."
Dr. David Ferguson. For more tips on Great Commandment Living, visit greatcommandment.net. greatcommandment.net. Thanks for joining us today for Great Commandment Radio. We want to take just a minute to tell you a little bit about our ministry. Our ministry focuses on helping ministers, their families, their marriages, their kids, and their churches We support ministers and churches. That's what we're all about. If you're a pastor, we invite you to visit our website at greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. We have free sermon downloads for you. We can tell you about Galatians 6:6 getaways for ministers and their spouses, and so much more. And if you're joining us out there, we encourage you, support your ministry team in your local church. Any way you can. They're good people doing good work spreading the good news. Aloneness hurts.
I took it out on the kids. I would be real harsh with them. It would come out in criticism.
Aloneness hurts you and others. A hurt that can last for generations. Change the pattern. Call today and order Parenting with Intimacy. In Parenting with Intimacy, parents of all types can experience a biblical journey of discovery and freedom, designed to establish home and family as a place of safety and refuge. Effective parenting requires just the right balance between love and discipline, rules and relationships. It also requires freedom from your own personal and childhood issues.
I just feel like that we have broken the cycle of pain that we had when we were growing up with our parents. And that is a blessing.
Order Parenting with Intimacy. 1-800-881-8008. 1-800-881-8008. How-tos for loving God and loving others. This week, those little others, our kids, empowered parenting. That's been our focus all of this week. It's from our resource entitled Parenting with Intimacy, an entire course, an in-depth study in how-tos for parenting with intimacy. Order that resource at our website, greatcommandment.net. And don't forget to order your list of the top 10 needs. That is absolutely free. Greatcommandment.net. Greatcommandment.net. Now back to David and Teresa Ferguson.
We're glad you shared a little bit of your day with us and maybe a little bit of your week with us. As all week long, we have been talking about empowered parenting, being the adequate, competent parent that passes on some of God's love to our children and maybe grandchildren, who the Bible calls gifts from the Lord. In this closing segment, would you be open to maybe this question? Lord, which of my children might need me to look beyond their deeds and minister to their needs? Lord, which of my children might benefit from me having more of a sensitive heart to know them and love them? Would you picture right now Jesus, however you picture him? We all have some image of Christ. And imagine that he stands and he looks up into this tree towards Zacchaeus. And it's really you. You and I and our points of failure and misdeeds. We've broken promise and lost our temper. And it looks up at us. How do you picture Christ? In these closing thoughts, would you imagine that Christ looks up at you? Imagine him. However you do. Maybe his flowing robes and sandaled feet. Maybe your image of Christ has a bearded face. And he looks up at you with outstretched arms. And he invites you. He welcomes you to come down. He wants to be with you. Would you allow that image to touch your heart? Allow it to produce a sense of wonder, gratitude, humility, in such a way that that sensitized heart in you would be passed along to those gifts from the Lord in your life. We're glad you've joined us today. And this week, we look forward to next week with you on Great Commandment Radio.
A little homework with David and Teresa Ferguson, the co-directors of Intimate Life Ministries. Find out more, no, experience more empowered parenting by visiting our website to order Parenting with Intimacy, the book and companion workbook and a media series on DVD, VHS, or audio CD. It's called Parenting with Intimacy. You'll get all the information at greatcommandment.net. And be sure to pass on our download of the day. It's absolutely free, the list of top 10 intimacy needs. The top 10 intimacy needs list at greatcommandment.net. greatcommandment.net or 1-800-881-8008. For everyone at Intimate Life Ministries, thanks for being with us. I'm Mike Frazier. God bless.